I'm not sure what's happening.
Burgers are good.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Good day. Welcome to episode 43 of the Mockery, where we never tell our old man that we're going to the library. This week, Chris, Zeke Hand, and Ed Hocko, also known as Pork, start off at Le Cheval Blanc before walking down the street to the legendary Montreal Institution Restaurant Food. And by a happy coincidence, they are joined by one of Montreal's best chefs, Julie Handel.
For those of you who haven't been to the Cheval Blanc before, it is the first microbrewery, microbrasserie, brew pub in Quebec. It's been around since 1987 or something silly like that. It used to be a tavern, like an old guy's tavern. It has the formica on the walls, which is pretty cool. About 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, maybe 3 years ago or something like that, they did some sort of renovations, and I don't know how they pulled it off, but they have the same exact formica that is now on a much larger space. It is still as hip, trendy, and cool as it has ever been. In the back, there's a big wall clock that has pink and green neon. On the walls, there is a photo exhibit of photographs from Cameroon, which being in Western Africa is one of the old French colonies.
Zeke ended up arriving early, and as you would expect, immediately started talking to himself. While he was trying to be all serious about reporting, he completely screwed up with regard to some very simple facts. Levure is French for yeast, not malt, and the bar is much more likely covered in aluminum rather than stainless steel. And if you're really going to listen hard, be careful as there are some loud thunks that happen when beers are served.
I'm trying to think what else is here. The bar is stainless steel. It's jam-packed, it's crowded, although it's way more spacious than it used to be back when it was half the size. The beers they have tonight are the Blonde, the Ambré, the Titanic, the India Pale Ale, the Saison du Siècle, the Dunkel Weizen, the Sirop, the Breakfast Stout, and then... Oh, I didn't notice that before. I might have to just try that. There's something called a Bière en Cask, which is a Columbus IPA. Looks very, very cool. The Titanic is a Belgian red ale with 7.5% alcohol. The Saison du Siècle, translated into English, means a rye beer. Double fermented with a selection of three malts. I think that's how you translate levure. The Dunkel Weizen is ale, which is a red wheat beer. The Sirop I really like is an elderberry beer. That's what I'm drinking. And then the Breakfast Stout is a five-grain stout. I think I had it last time I was here, and while on the surface it sounds interesting, ultimately I was not as impressed as I was with the elderberry.
There's a very nice film on the Cheval Blanc's website, lechevalblanc.ca, that explains the history of the place. It's in French. And, as this is the first episode of the Montreal Burger Report with two languages, if you would like anything that we say translated, please don't hesitate to write us at montrealburger@gmail.com.
One of the things that I find slightly annoying here is because it is a hipper-than-thou attitude, sometimes service is a little bit slow. With the renovations, the bathrooms are clean, shiny, and sparkling. We're at the corner of St. Hubert and Ontario. So the location is good, although it's a long block from the metro to here. And didn't need to do any research for the Cheval Blanc because, yeah, I've been coming here since probably 1987 or so. Staff doesn't give a hoot about the microphones. And yeah, I always get a big kick out of coming here because for the most part, the beer is scrumptious and delicious.
This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem.
How would I describe the elderberry wine? I keep wanting to say elderberry wine, but it's elderberry beer. To use a Gary Vaynerchuk term, a sniffy, sniffy. Hold on, let's see. Did you get that?
In case you hadn't figured it out yet, Zeke wouldn't know an elderberry if it smacked him upside the face and backwards on the behind.
It's more cherry on the nose than elderberry, although, to be honest, I'd be hard-pressed to identify what the hell elderberry smells like. It's the taste, which is a very, very, how would I put it, a discreet taste. It isn't over the top in your face, but nor is it sort of like not there. It's got hints of sweetness, but it really isn't sweet. It's almost like somebody stuck in maybe 3 grains of sugar into the coffee. You can sort of realize, okay, it has been changed slightly, but not terribly much. The thing that I really like is it's extremely smooth. There's no harshness whatsoever. It is not aggressive on the tongue, on the cheeks, on the teeth, on the gums, or anywhere else. I'm certain if I even like snorted it up my nose, it would be smooth on the nasal passages and probably would get rid of whatever stuffed nose I have, which also might account for or go a long way to explaining why I can't smell all that much and I'm having difficulty tasting or describing the taste. Yeah, it's a nice brown reddish color, although given the lighting here, which is not exactly the greatest, it could be green for all I could tell. Yes, one thing to point out with the renovations. There used to be only guys' rooms, which was a tiny, tiny bathroom, which was always, always decrepit. And a girls' room, which I must have used at some point, but cannot remember for the life of me. Now they have a guys' room, a girls' room, and one unisexual bathroom, which actually that is something I will suggest to them, because right now it says H and F, and given that it is everybody, they should stick H, F, and T, and then get themselves a little bit more publicity.
Introducing, without any further ado, one of Montreal's best chefs, Julie Hondo.
Salut, ça va?
Thank you.
Je suis en train d'attendre pour mon ami, alors qu'on peut faire un autre burger report. Alors, d'habitude, avec les burger reports, on prend une bière, on avance, d'aller prendre une burger et on allait ce soir au Resto Phil, qui est sur Amherst. Restaurant Philippe, il est sur Amherst, juste en bas du Ontario.
You know him, you've come to love him. Now help me in giving a warm welcome to the one, the only, Clark.
So how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Julie used to work at Bouchonnet.
Okay.
And is a professional chef and a kick-ass chef. And I don't know if she's still going out with her sweetie, but I imagine she is. Her sweetie is a sommelier.
Actually, Julie's sweetie, Cyril, is more of a wine importer with extensive enological training. And at this point, we should probably also give a shout-out to his company right here, right now. LaQV. The website is laqv.ca. And for the blokes listening in, it is also a pun, or as the French say, un jeu de mots, as when it is pronounced in French as cuvée, It needs a specific blend or batch. Although Wikipedia, the Montreal Burger Report, loves Wikipedia, says that in Champagne, the cuvée also refers to the best grape juice from gentle pressing of the grapes. Cyril and Julie are not only the best, but they are gentle as well. We like that.
Who works at Pullman, and they are both, I think, combined maybe 25 years old. And so, yes, hipster foodies.
Okay.
Notice how Zeke shows his age by referring to anyone younger than him as a hipster. And anticipating what you're about to hear, Zeke and Blurk have a discussion about the use of sound effects in the Montreal Burger Report. We won't bore you with it all, just yet. When suddenly, Julie serves them pork tongue with hard-boiled quail eggs and pickled onions, one of the many new dishes that she was developing for the fine folk at Le Cheval Blanc.
It's just crazy.
Okay.
It sounds like just absurd silliness.
To me, yes, that's the whole idea, is I am going to the absurd side.
Yeah, but then you're losing listeners. Because they think, what the hell is this? And they turn it off. What the hell is that? What's that?
This is pork tongue.
Oh, okay.
With eggs.
Okay.
And pancakes.
Is that like a quail egg or something?
Yeah. Quail eggs. Do you like it?
Save them for the burger.
You have to try it, please.
I don't like tongue.
She made it.
Did you make it?
Okay.
So you have to try it.
Thanks for listening to episode 43 of the Montreal Burger Report, where Zeke and Blork meet Julie at Le Cheval Blanc before traipsing down the street to the Montreal Burger Institution known as Restaurant Philippe. Tune in next week to find out, will Blork eat the pork tongue? What kind of beer will Blork order at Le Cheval Blanc? And why can you get Le Cheval Blanc beers at your dépanneur, but not the Cheval Blanc beers that they serve at the Cheval Blanc? Le Cheval Blanc is located at 809 Ontario East, almost at the corner of St. Hubert. They open at 3 in the afternoon, Monday to Saturday, and at 5 p.m. on Sundays. They close, like every other Metro Brasserie, brew pub to the blokes listening in Montreal at 3 in the morning. Their phone number is 514-522-0211, and their website is lechevalblanc.ca. Restaurant Philippe is located at 1877 Amherst, just below Ontario. They too are open 7 days a week from 10 in the morning to 7:30 at night, except on weekends when they open at 11 and close at 7. Their phone number is 514-528-5957. Unfortunately, they don't have a website yet. The Montreal Burger Report is your place for absolutely anything and everything having to do with hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and
cheeseburger
and sliders in Montreal. A new episode is available every Wednesday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and at montrealburger.wordpress.com. If you would like to write to us, we can be reached at montrealburger@gmail.com. We would like to thank CKUT for their support, the one, the only, the incomparable Brad Slide of DiscoBreak.com, and the Beach Boys for the music, Hail to the Teeth and Fun 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 respectively, and you for listening.